1 Chronicles, Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel, and Judah was carried away captive to Babylon for their disobedience. Now the first inhabitants who lived in their possessions in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the Nethinim. In Jerusalem lived of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Attai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez the son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Asir the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brothers, 690. Of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshulam, the son of Hadavir, the son of Hasnur, and Ibnir the son of Jeroham, and Alar the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam the son of Shephesher, the son of Ruel, the son of Ebmajer, and their brothers, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of fathers' houses by their fathers' houses. Of the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Asariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and Adiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijer, and Masai the son of Adiel, the son of Jazer, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshulamith, the son of Imah, and their brothers, heads of their fathers' houses, 1760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Jemiah the son of Hashub, the son of Azrakam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakwakar Herish, and Galil, and Matanar the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah the son of Asau, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The porters, Shalom, and Akub, and Taman, and Ahiman, and their brother Shalom was a chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were the porters for the camp of the children of Levi. Shalom the son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brothers of his father's house, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent, and their fathers had been over the camp of Yahweh, keepers of the entry. Phinehas the son of Eleazar was ruler over them in time past, and Yahweh was with him. Zechariah the son of Meshulamar was porter of the door of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen to be porters in the thresholds were 212. These were reckoned by genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their office of trust. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, even the house of the tent, by wards. On the four sides were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. Their brothers in their villages were to come in every 7 days from time to time to be with them, for the four chief porters, who were Levites, were in an office of trust, and were over the chambers and over the treasuries in the house of God. They lodged round about the house of God, because the charge of it was on them, and to them pertained the opening of it morning by morning. Certain of them had charge of the vessels of service, for by count were these brought in, and by count were these taken out. Some of them also were appointed over the furniture, and over all the vessels of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. Some of the sons of the priests prepared the confection of the spices. Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the office of trust over the things that were baked in pans. Some of their brothers, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, who lived in the chambers, and were free from other service, for they were employed in their work day and night. These were heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, throughout their generations, chief men. These lived at Jerusalem. In Jibon there lived the father of Jibon, Jael, whose wife's name was Marker, and his firstborn son Abdon, and Sir, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nada, and Jedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth became the father of Shimam. They also lived with their brothers in Jerusalem, over against their brothers. Ner became the father of Kish, and Kish became the father of Saul, and Saul became the father of Jonathan, and Malchishur, and Abinadab, and Eshbal. The son of Jonathan was Meribal, and Meribal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah Pithon, and Melech, and Tarir, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jarah, and Jarah became the father of Alemeth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri became the father of Moza, And Moza became the father of Binyur, and Raphir his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bocheru, and Ishmael, and Shirir, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.